Uncle Lot here. Welcome to my cigar walk. I take them daily. Try to anyway. It's a beautiful day here in sunny Tampa, Florida. A little bit of clouds behind me. You can see that. But yeah, many of you know me from previous channels, The Uncle Lot Show, often banned on YouTube. But this channel's not going to be banned because this is all about cryptocurrency. As the title says, my name's Todd and I'm a cryptoholic. So, man, go back and watch some of the earlier videos, please. That'll give you a little bit of context. But today, I don't want to talk crypto. What I want to do is talk about life. Was talking to friend of mine, a colleague, this morning, and he introduced me to a new podcast that I'd never listened to called Life's Tough Podcast with Justin Plantholt, I believe is how you say Justin's last name. Dustin, I'm sorry. And I listened in, and man, it was awesome. He had on there, it was his January 20th podcast that I listened to. He had on a gentleman named Ronald Diamond. And this is a guy, his company deals with what are called family offices. Family offices are basically just really high net worth families. Anywhere from 250 million up. I think he said, I thought he said maybe 30 billion or something. Anyway, he deals with a lot of wealthy families. And obviously he's a very busy man. And he shared something that I thought was just so cool. Being the father of four daughters myself, being a business person myself, I'm ashamed to say I never thought of this. But he had a special system with his family that if there's ever an emergency, call me three times. So if he gets a phone call from his daughter once and hits the button, I'll have to call you back. And then it comes through a second time, gets his attention. And then if it's a third time, no matter who he's meeting with, he's going to take that call. And I think that's a really, really cool system. My youngest daughter's 17. So they're all, we're almost empty nesters. So that's not really going to be needed as much as it would have been over the years. But anyway, for all of you new parents out there, that's something that I just think is cool. I'm certainly going to share it with my family and I'm going to share it with my wife. Because that is a really good system. But anyway, he was saying that he got one of those three times calls from his daughter, and he picked it up, and his daughter said, "Dad, what are the five most important things in life?" And that didn't hit his radar as far as being, you know, important enough necessarily to stop his meeting. So he just said, "Honey, gonna have to call you back on that one." But it got him thinking. And it took him a couple weeks to process it, from what I understand from the podcast. Go listen to it. It's the Life's Tough podcast with Dustin Plantholt. And it's the January 20th episode featuring Ronald Diamond. worth your investment of time. Anyway, he said that he worked on it and he came up with his five over the next couple of weeks. And so I'm like, I can do that. That's a good idea. Let me see what I come up with. And let me encourage you right now, shut off this video, take 5-10 minutes, whatever you need, write down what you think are the five most important things in life. Now, that's kind of a general question. Is it five most important things in life? Like life? Or in your life? Or in our life? Our family's life? I don't know. Doesn't matter. The way I looked at it, I kind of thought, all right, how does it relate to me? Let me think about what are the five most important things in my life. And I'm a sales guy. So I round up. So my five became a baker's dozen, 13. It is really hard to prioritize, man. And I don't think I have them all rightly prioritized, but I'm just gonna share them with you on our little walk that we're having together right now. I like a good cigar. So, anyway, starting at the top, what is important to me? I would say number 13 is independence. You know, living a life where it's my movie, that I'm able to make my own decisions, be a big boy, get some wins, take some lumps, but I want to be in control of my destiny. So, being independent is important to me. Now, number 12 is security. One would think that that might rank in the top five, that we all crave security, don't we? I sure do. But it didn't break my top 10 for lots of reasons. One is that there was a period of my life back in 2008 where my world was turned upside down. I got into a shitty business arrangement. And long story short, or maybe long story tolerable, I lost everything. I went from being a multimillionaire at the time to literally bankrupt in 4 months. I lost my security. So why didn't security rank in my top five? Because guess what? It's 2021. I'm still here. Yeah, it was a lost decade. I had a lot of work to do to build myself back up. You know, not to where I was, but I can pay the bills. But security definitely has to make the list. But it's just not so important to me because, you know what, over that year, I have to tell you, through lots of pain, therein lies a bit of growth, a little interpersonal growth. That probably if the tree kept growing to the sky, I would have lost out on some life lessons that I think make me a better person today. Maybe that's just reverse jujitsu. I don't know, but look, you get what you get with Uncle Odd. I just tell you, I just shoot straight with people. All right, so that would be 13, 12, 11. 11 is financially comfortable. Yeah, being broke sucks. You get by. I mean, no one necessarily dies from going broke unless you get so depressed you take your own life. And spirit of full disclosure, I was there. I thought I was worth more dead than alive with all of my insurance policies. I contemplated it. But I didn't do it by the grace of God. Thank you. Thank you, God, whatever your higher power is, whoever you pray to. Life is really, really good to hold on to. But being financially comfortable, that's important. I think it's important to all of us. 10 is love. Being loved. Loving. Now, why is that 10? Why isn't that 1? Well, because love is fickle, right? Some people, you just love. And they end up screwing you or disappointing you. And guess what? That street goes both ways. I've screwed people. I've disappointed people. So I just don't derive my self-worth on the feeling that I need to be loved. So that's why it's number 10, but it's very important. Let me tell you, everything on my list is really, really important. Like I said, maybe I'm not prioritizing everything correctly. I'm just shooting from the hip here. Put it this way. There are 13 words that made my list, and there's a whole lot of words that didn't. So, love is, while out of my control, I can only affect myself. But my life isn't going to be measured based upon how loved I am or you get it. You get it. Let's see. 10, 9 would be blessed. I think that's really important. Not quite sure. I have my notion who my higher power is, you know, but I believe in God. I believe He exists. And you know what? He has blessed me immensely in my life. So I guess being blessed, it ties into one of mine that did make the... No, it didn't even make the top 5. It's my bonus. It's my bonus, but I'll share it with you right now. But I have been blessed in my life. And so I have great gratitude for that. You just talk about count your blessings. I think that's true. I think we need to count our blessings. Because even when shit hits the fan, you know, we're still living. We still have our loved ones. We still have our friends. Some come and go, but bottom line is, I'm taking a breath right now and I can enjoy this cigar. I can enjoy this walk with you. And I feel right now super blessed. 8, fulfilled. That's very important to me. I need to be fulfilled. I need to feel like what I'm doing counts. That drives me a lot. If I am candid, I'd say my most down times or depressed times are when I don't have a sense of fulfillment. So how do you achieve fulfillment? Well, I think you have to have purpose. And that purpose is different. Excuse me, guys. Just don't want to get hit by this truck. So I'm going to kind of scoot across, because that would hurt. That would hurt getting hit by a truck. That wouldn't be very fulfilling. I wouldn't feel very blessed. But with fulfillment, I think there's something really, really important to consider with fulfillment. And this is what I learned through going through the bankruptcy and having to, let's call it, simplify and clarify my life. Let's see. four words that I think go hand in hand with fulfillment. And that's want what you have. If you want what you have, you can achieve a different level of gratitude. You can honor your blessings, and it does help immensely with the feeling of fulfillment. But I'm a project guy, and I need projects. I need things to work on. I find this fulfilling. I find this new channel to where I'm really interested in crypto as it relates to newbies. I only got into crypto a month ago, and it's been a labor of love, I guess. And I realize that there are just a shitload of people who should be in crypto who aren't. And I'm talking about high net worth individuals too. It's just one of those spaces to where I think people might be playing footsie with it or just considering it. But let me tell you, Elon Musk investing $1.5 billion of Tesla's treasury into Bitcoin, that has to get the attention of a lot of CFOs out there. Because I predict there's going to be a time where it'll kind of be a fiduciary irresponsibility if a CFO isn't investing part of their treasury in cryptocurrency. So that's only going to drive the market up. So I think it is smart to get involved now. And I'm talking at the most basic level. Figure out how to get $1,000 of fiat money that you have in the bank or under your, in between your mattress, in your safe, just $1,000. Figure out how to get $1,000 from your bank that just stares at you every month. Hey there, I'm $1,000 and I'm not doing anything except standing still. And figure out how to turn it into a cryptocurrency that you can safely store in an offline cold storage wallet. Don't understand any of that? Yeah, welcome to my world a month ago. I understand a little bit more now, and that's why I have a new sense of purpose, which is this channel, which is helping others who are right there with me, who don't know shit, you know, maybe safely put our toe in the water. So I'm blessed, I'm fulfilled. Now, 7 is family, and I put it at 7 just because I think that is a blessed number. Took God 7 days, right? And the 7th day he rested to hang with his family, I think. Sit down. He probably invited his family over. Grilled out some brats, hot dogs, hamburgers. Probably even had some vegetable-based something for those who, you know, don't want to eat any meat. I don't know. I'm speculating here, guys. It's what Uncle Odd does. But anyway, family is very important. And not just immediate family. I consider you, if you're watching this, and I consider those who've been kind of with me on my Uncle Odd journey since April. You know who you are. And you know that Uncle Odd tends to say things that the people I call the Druid Babylonian bastards, that they don't necessarily like. And that's okay. That's all right. But censorship is a very real thing these days. But I look at you as my extended family, and that's really important to me. I tell you what, go look at the last couple of videos that I posted. Now, this is an interview with two different people, who one is the worldly traveler, and another one is Ben. I didn't know them. I mean, shit, they're in alternative parts of this world, and we had a great chat. We're friends. If we were closer, I guarantee you, we'd be grilling out some big fat steaks. I like steaks. I like a good cigar. I like me some ribeye steak. If you're watching this, do me a favor. Just drop in the comments, how do you like your steak prepared? Because who knows, one day maybe we'll meet. Maybe Uncle Odd will treat you to some Uncle Odd steaks. So anyway, family is very important to me. My immediate family is very important to me. God bless me with lots of estrogen. I have four daughters, my wife. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I am blessed with a wonderful family. That's number seven. Number six and five, they go together. They go together. And I will tell you, I'm remarried, but when I was making my decision, actually, I've always kind of lived this way, and I do tell my daughters when they're making life decisions on the friends that they choose. I think it's true that most of us, if we can fill up our true close friends, the ones we trust, it's kind of hard to go beyond the five fingers on your hand. I'm not going to name them, but I call it my hand board of directors. Every year at New Year's Eve, I write down who is on my personal board of directors. I'm the chairman of the board, and there are five seats. Who this year is on my board of directors? Who am I going to turn to when the shit hits the fan? Who am I going to celebrate life's victories with? And there are about five people that are really, really close to me. And so when looking at those kind of people, there are two conditions that people must meet for me to really want to engage with people. I need them to be interesting, and I need them to be interested. So that's my five and six. Interesting and interested. Now, it goes both ways. I need to be interesting, and I need to be interested. What's the difference? Well, you know when you're hanging with somebody, you ever gone to dinner with somebody who you kind of have to go to dinner with them because they're maybe a client that you're courting, a prospect, I mean. And you go in and you absolutely are in the zone of being interesting. I'm sorry, interested. You ask a lot of questions, but have you ever had those meetings where you ask all the questions and the person opposite just never asks about you or your life or your world or your business? That means they're not interested. And, you know, I can handle those relationships, but I know they're never going to be a close friend of mine, because that street goes both ways. I kind of, by nature, am interested always in people. I love talking to people. If you, little inside baseball, go to Instagram and go to Zammypup, Zammypup, it'll pop right up. That's my dog. He's the famous one in the family. He's a giant sheep-a-doodle. He's a children's hospital therapy dog. And I can tell you, when I walk him into the hospitals, people are very interested in Zammy. They find him very interesting. But Zammy, I kind of try to be like Zammy, because he is both interesting and interested, man. He'll go spread joy and love to anybody out there. And he's just a good barometer for me that I want to be like Zammy. Everyone loves Zammy. We all need a Zammy in our life. And I'm not just talking to dog, I'm talking about friends, family, colleagues. But look out for those who are interested and interesting. Just makes for a better life. Okay, so that's five and six. What is four? Engaged. That made my top five. I'm a project guy. Sorry, I had to edit that. Somebody tried calling. Guess what? It was spam. I hate spam calls. They interrupted this broadcast for sure. But anyway, engaged. I'm a project guy. I want to be engaged. I always want to have something that I'm working on. And lots of different things. You may be the type of person who is a woodworker, or you may like reading. I'm a podcast guy. I like going on walks and I like listening to podcasts, and that's why I'm really happy that I have come across this Life's Tough project. I think his byline is, "But you're tougher," something like that. But that's going to be a lot of good content for future cigar walks that I'm going to listen to. But yeah, I think it's important to be engaged. That is one of the top five most important things in my life. Because if you're not engaged, man, I hate being bored. And I hate wasting time. It's kind of all we have is time. And so it's better to be busy than bored. I will tell you that. I hope you agree. All right. Number three, man, oh man, did this hit hard in 2020, is it's very important to me to be awake or enlightened. Truth counts to me. And I don't get my truth from mainstream media. That is a muscle that I have worked on for lots of years, that I need to truly know what's going on. That means I need to push myself and I need to consider the thoughts and opinions of people who may swim against the mainstream narrative. And again, those of you who are here who've been with me on my journey this past year, because of my medical condition to where I can't wear a mask, and that has certainly put me in some uncomfortable places. But anyway, I'm happier at least feeling like I know what's really going on out there, that I know the truth, or at least I'm getting really close. And you know, let's call this 2020 and 2021, we're playing a game of horseshoes. Getting close is kind of good enough. But it just makes you happier because it takes away a lot of fear, which I think is important in life. If you can operate absent fear, you can make better decisions. And kind of accompanying that is my number two, which is free. I want to be free. I subscribe to what I think I'm learning this crypto community to be a bunch of people who are, I think you call them anarcho-capitalists. Basically just like, leave me alone. Leave my shit alone. I'll work hard for what I earn. And don't try to control me. Don't tell me what I have to do. Don't issue all these mandates that aren't based on, you know, science or truth. I'm not going to go into all of that on this channel because I've learned my lesson, which is you swim upstream, you get banned, you get censored. So I'm not going to do that with this channel because I'm tired of starting over time after time after time. I give in, you know, because now I'm engaged with something else that's very important to me, that allows me to connect with an extended family. And you know what? If we all make some money along the way, God bless America and everywhere else, because I understand that there are many watching this who don't live in America, but you know what I mean. It's just a saying. God bless Italy. God bless Spain. Whatever. It's just, leave us alone. We're adults. We don't need to be told what to do, and that's part of what really attracts me to this new world of cryptocurrency is there are things called privacy coins out there that I'm going to learn a lot about, and share with you along the way. My channel is going to be dedicated towards getting not necessarily the most famous people out there on the show. I mean, who the hell am I? I'm just Uncle Odd. But, you know, I am really interested in people, and I'm interested in people who have a lot of experience with cryptocurrency, and, you know, they've probably made a lot of mistakes along the way, and I think we can all benefit from their experience. And I'm finding this community to be very open to engaging and helping. It's really, really freaking cool. So freedom is a big deal to me. It made number two on my list. Number one, which I think has to be number one for anyone who thinks about it, is health. I'm walking, try to walk 10,000 steps a day, try to get to the gym. There was a point in time not too long ago that I was 252 pounds. I think you could call me a raging alcoholic. Everyone knew it but me. And, you know, drink a half a big handle of Tito's a night, and guess what? You'll get fat too. So I made the decision that, what good am I if I don't have my health? And so I made the decision to work on that. And over the last, you know, year, maybe year and a half, I've gone from 252. I got down to 198. Everyone kept giving me feedback that I'm getting too thin. My face started looking really gaunt. So I'm giving myself permission to be in the 200 to 205 range. But I'm healthy. I've never felt better. So being that goes to number two, which is free, right? I have become free of that specific addiction to alcohol. And it's a glorious life. I never thought in my life that compulsion to take that drink, you know, would ever go away. It was hard the first couple of weeks when I was detoxing. And I didn't go to a program. I am involved with AA. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful, beautiful place to be. And man, oh man, do you meet a lot of interesting people. And you can live vicariously through them. And all I do is I thank my higher power that my bottom was pretty high. Because you hear a lot of stories of people who've lost everything, including the lives of loved ones, you know, DUIs. I've been fortunate. I never suffered through any of that. But health is so important, because without your health, what do you have? What do we have? So I encourage everyone to try to take the steps, you know, necessary to get healthy. And walking is really, really good. I call it, well, it's not, I didn't come up with it, but it's called snake walking. It's like not walking fast. It's just like get occupied, put some earbuds in, listen to some podcasts. You know, shoot, if you're so inclined, they have audio Bibles. You could go through the whole Bible while you're walking. Bottom line is, you're doing something good for yourself, and you're nurturing not only your body, but your mind as well. So health is my number one. The bonus is gratitude. Man, if you can walk around and have a life of gratitude to where you just stop and you count your blessings, and you know, you just, one of my favorite prayers at night is really simple, is I just say, God, thanks, and I go to bed. That seems to work for me. You know, I'm sure a lot of people pray differently, but that's my simple one, which is just gut checking myself every night to just say, God, thanks. So Look, I am going to stop here because I'm walking up upon someone who is having a dog that looks like they're trying to get to go potty. And I have three dogs myself, and I know that kind of sucks when you're trying to get your dog to do some business and somebody interrupts or distracts them. But look, I'm grateful for all of you. I really hope that you come along with me for this journey. I'm going to have a lot of really interesting people on the program, and we're going to learn together about this crazy world called cryptocurrency. And I think we're going to make some money along the way. But it's not financial advice, so whatever we talk about, you know, don't invest anything that you can't afford to lose. That's why I suggest everyone start with $1,000 just to put your toe in the water and get a diverse set of coins. Get like maybe 5 coins. Go through the whole process of getting on an exchange, getting it over to a wallet like Exodus, getting a Trezor T cold storage wallet. It's what I have. And get your coins off of anything online that can be hacked and onto your Trezor wallet. And then you can get your daily dopamine hits by downloading an app called Blockfolio, and you can manually plug in what you have, what the coins that you have in your Trezor wallet, and then you can just hit that app and it updates you. And it's been kind of cool. Everyone knows this already, but I started with $30,000 a little over a month ago, and it's gotten up to $64,000. Yesterday, something happened in the market, and it went to 50, I think 7.5 or whatever. But I'm still up, still way up, and I think it's going to continue to go up. But that's just kind of cool. I mean, month after month after month, I stared that 30 grand directly in the eyes, and it was doing nothing. Now, it wasn't losing money, but if there's a monetary policy put in with all of the printing that they're doing, there could be a day when you have negative interest rates, which means when you keep your money in the bank, it's going to cost you a little bit of money. And so that 30 grand could go to $29,990 one month and $980 the next month. I don't know. Could happen. So this is just hedging a little bit. I mean, you certainly don't want to put all of your eggs in the crypto basket at all. I'm thinking like maybe 10% of your investments. But so yeah, that's my top 5 list. But I'm a sales guy, so I round up. That's why I have a baker's dozen. I'd be interested in your top 5. If you want to put 13 in, great. But I love reading the comments, so please do post yours in the comments below. I think it's good for everybody to. I mean, you may come up with something that I didn't think of, and I'll think, damn, I missed that one. That should have been in my top 13. So anyway, it's just kind of fun. I hope you enjoyed this little walk with me, and there's going to be more. And these walks, I will tell you, are not necessarily all going to be related to cryptocurrency. They're just going to be what's on my mind that day. And I hope you come along for the walk. All right, everyone. Thank you. Love you. Cheers.